Hello?
Hello, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Calling House on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Rafael Rincones?
Yes, just a minute.
Rafael Rincones, which one? Honey? Here.
It's coming.
Okay.
What's that room?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities.
No, wait a minute. Wait, just a second. Yeah.
Yeah. Who is it?
Hello?
Yes, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote?
For sure I will vote.
Okay. In what year were you born?
Hello?
Yes, and what year were you born?
1966.
What is your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian Pacific Islander, or other?
Hispanic Latino.
Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I would be voting Democrat.
Okay, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Ted Cruz.
Do not have good, you said 0 to 100, 0 being the worst?
0 on very unfavorable, 100 the most favorable, and 50 is neutral.
Yeah, I get about a 25.
What about Adam Hinojosa?
About a 50.
What about Morgan Lamantia?
Do not have any, do not know.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
About a 50.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
About 25.
Okay. What about Greg Abbott?
About a 50.
Okay. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Either or, you said approve or disapprove?
Yes. Would you say disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
I would have to say disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as state senator?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
Colin Allred.
And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Gutierrez.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Vicente Gonzalez.
And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan LaMantia?
LaMantia.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas State Legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and Texas State Legislature. Ensuring access to affordable quality health care, do you think that issue should be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and Texas?
High priority.
Okay. What about securing the border?
High priority.
And supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
I'm sorry, say it again, sir.
Supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
Somewhat priority.
Would you say a low, medium, or high, or not at all of a priority?
High priority.
Yeah, okay. What about supporting South Texas jobs and wages?
High priority.
And supporting public schools?
High priority.
Okay. Thinking again about the elections this November, I am going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you will be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidates. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Less likely.
Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
What about a candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban? Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban?
Against the abortion ban?
Yes.
More likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
And what about a candidate who voted to support Texas's LGBTQ plus community? Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to support the Texas's LGBTQ plus community?
I really don't have an opinion on that. I guess less.
Yeah, okay. And what about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies? Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
More.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat more. Somewhat,
somewhat, No, okay. And what about a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border? Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more likely?
Probably much more likely.
Do you use WhatsApp?
No.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I lean Democrat, if that's an answer.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not very strong Democrat.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post-HS, including vocational, technical, or trade school, some college, including a community college, two-year degree, some college coursework, a four-year college graduate or postgraduate school or degree, including medical school, law school, or master's degree, or PhD doctorates?
Some college.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please have just your first name? I understood it was Rafael. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No, not at the moment, sir. Thank you.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks
right,
again.
Sir.
Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night, okay, sir?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.